Chapter 17, Gold's True Price. And just like that, with a single voicemail, I was officially unemployed. The idea of giving notice did cross my mind briefly. But honestly, it's not like that company would even notice I'm gone. Sure, it might hurt my chances of reapplying in the future, but why would I ever want to do that? This marks the official start of my journey as a solo cultivator. Working a 9-to-5 job couldn't be further from the life I'm aiming for. After some more experimentation, followed by copious meditation to restore my energy, I realized that the exact change theory was spot on. I also realized something much more important. You know how they charge a premium on silver? Well, guess what? They charge even higher premiums on gold. And gold is expensive. I'm talking 80 times more expensive, $2,400 an ounce expensive. But here's something else about gold. Because it's so ludicrously pricey, it also comes in fractional ounces. For people like me who can't fathom forking over $2,400 for a quarter-sized chunk of metal, and the smaller the fraction, the higher the premium, yes, really. Want a half ounce? That'll be an extra $40 per ounce. Quarter ounce, $80 more. Oh, and if you want to go even smaller, they've got 1/10 ounces at an eye-watering $120 premium. And don't ask me why it's 1/10 and not 1/8, but they charge extra all the same. The point is, they sell tiny amounts of gold, and people fork over ridiculous premiums to get them. What's that old saying? The rich get richer, while the poor get poorer. Call it a convenience fee if you want. It's just taking advantage of people who can't afford a full ounce of gold. But the crucial point for me is that they sell gold in amounts as small as a gram. $77 worth of gold for $129. That's a $44 premium plus tax. Honestly, it's practically robbery. People are only getting 60% of the gold they're paying for. Turns out, value is extremely important when it comes to this new spell I created, karmic exchange. Because when I tried this with a quarter ounce of gold, all I got for my trouble was being sucked dry of mana faster than I could finish a shot of whiskey, and a headache to boot. After slowly recovering enough mana to think straight again, I promised myself to be more cautious in the future, so as not to bite off more than I could chew. Being completely out of mana is one of the worst feelings imaginable. You feel so lethargic, like you just want to crawl into bed and die. Kind of like most Monday mornings, I guess. So, after some quick back-of-the-napkin math, I figured that the gram of gold, significantly lighter and worth about the same as the silver I'd messed with, should be okay. What was that about being cautious again? Anyway, can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs, right? Fingers crossed. I concentrate on the transaction. I mean, the karmic exchange I'm trying to make. My hands rest on the stack of bills totaling $77 in exact change. I picture a grandkid who just received this overpriced gram of gold as a graduation present, but would rather go out drinking with his friends, planning to hawk this knickknack at the first chance he gets. Pop. I'm greeted by the sight of this laughably small, minuscule, really speck of gold nestled in an oversized square of cardstock with a viewing window. And I couldn't be more excited. I still have 60% of my mana left. Without hesitation, I picture another exchange, this time visualizing a kind grandfather shopping for a graduation gift for his only grandson. Finally, he spots an ad in the newspaper. Graduation gold. Gift your loved ones a precious token used since time immemorial. All that glitters is not gold, but their smiles will be. Pop. And just like that, some poor, confused grandpa must be wondering what just happened, as the gift his grandson will almost definitely pawn is suddenly in his hands, and his wallet is exactly $130 lighter. Huh, this old man didn't have exact change either. Well, what a generous old man indeed. I don't know about his grandson, but I'm certainly grateful. $77 just turned into $130 in the blink of an eye, I say to myself with a grin. Then I realize how exhausted I am. Damn, that swap took over 50%. The heavens must have eyes, and they're watching closely, counting every freaking cent. $53 profit, but apparently it took 10% more mana. Karmic exchange is right. I'm making money, but it hasn't been easy at all. 40% on the first swap, 50% on the second. I'm practically running on fumes here. If I were a car, the gas light would be on. Growl. Speak of the devil, and he'll appear asking for a meal. My stomach should try cultivating some patience, I think, glancing at the clock. I realize I skipped breakfast and it's already 1 p.m. Might as well treat myself. I have a lot more swapping to do after all. Money doesn't make itself, and it turns out that rapidly depleting mana and meditating to restore it is a great way to train. Go figure. And I'm feeling better than ever. Every time I pause to meditate, I clear away more blockages and stabilize my foundation. In a short period, I feel like I'm already a few steps closer to the third stage, though it still feels a ways off. I should probably consider finding some ways to actually protect myself. I'm not cultivating just to become the living embodiment of an online marketplace. My goal is to become a true cultivator, which means I need to work on my fighting skills. I think this as I dress and head out the door, making my way to my truck. With no intention of cooking lunch, I drive off with my new money burning a hole in my pocket. You know how I mentioned heaven having eyes earlier? I'm starting to think they have ears too, because they must have heard me. After parking and on my way into the local diner, of course, after over 32 years on this earth, having never seen one before, I witness someone getting mugged.